The following program was previously recorded.
It's time for another installment of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Well, they have a mission, and it is to seek to ensure the availability and accessibility to fresh, unique products for the public and provide a sales revenue for local growers, artisans, and producers. They are the Omaha Farmers Market, and they just opened here on May 2nd. They will run through October 11th on Saturdays and Sundays, and here to talk about it, the Marketing and Communications Coordinator for the Omaha Farmers Market, it's Maggie Winton. Maggie, thanks so much for joining me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Mike.
Oh boy, there's been cool weather, late snow, and yeah, some things are turning green. Is spring really here? But when the farmer's market opens up, now you know it's springtime.
Yeah, exactly. I have refrained from buying any starter plants or anything until now that the market is open, because I just know that there's always some sort of weird weather thing that happens late in the spring. But the minute the market comes, I think we're in the clear. So
if you can set the stage for us, the farmers market happens every weekend. It's on Saturdays and Sundays. Can you set up the venues for us here so people can start making their plans?
So we have been operating in the old market on Saturdays for 33 years. So we hold the market at 11th and Jackson, and our Saturday market runs from 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., like you said, every single Saturday. And then our Sunday market is in Exarban Village, right at 67th and Mercy Road, across the street from Baxter Arena, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. So you've got two chances each weekend, rain or shine, to buy all the local goodies that you can get your hands on.
There's also a couple other things that I wanted to check in with you on. Saturdays and Sundays are a lot of times we like to spend time with our pets. What do you think of that with the farmer's market?
So we do allow pets at the market, which actually is kind of uncommon. Like, not all farmers markets allow pets, but we do. We just ask that everyone, you know, follow our pet policies. We want everyone to have a good time, whether you're a furry friend or a human friend. So, you know, keep your animals leashed. Make sure that they aren't eating, licking, peeing on the products that our vendors bring every week.
Sure. And should we use the same rules for husbands? Good idea for husbands as well. You know, make sure that they're behaving, that they're on a leash.
Make sure they're friendly with other husbands, other friends. I mean, I think that's probably a good rule of thumb for everyone. We want the market to be a fun space for everyone and be a supportive community event. So just always be on your best behavior, I guess.
Absolutely. EBT cards at the Omaha Farmers Market for SNAP, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Not only can you use your EBT card, but you can also literally double those dollars up to $20. Can you talk about that program and how that works for folks that use SNAP benefits?
Yeah, so it's really important as part of our mission of accessibility that we are including folks who use food assistance programs like SNAP. So we're very lucky to be able to offer that at the market. Anyone with an EBT card can come to the info booth at either Saturday or Sunday markets. You'll swipe your EBT card on our card reader, and then you can pull as much or as little as you want off of your card. And you will get these green tokens. They are $1 each, and you can use them on any SNAP eligible item at the market, which is pretty neat. So, you know, the majority of our vendors are food vendors, and as long as their product is SNAP eligible, you're able to use those tokens to buy their product. And then, like you said, we also offer our Double Up Food Bucks program. So this is exclusively for fresh fruits, vegetables, and herbs, which is pretty cool. You're getting an extra $20 every time you visit the market just for that stuff. So you can increase however many tomatoes you're buying, green beans, broccoli, and when peaches come in season, you know, any sort of fresh fruit, vegetable, or herbs, you have up to $20 that can exclusively be used on that, which is pretty neat too. So we're really lucky to be able to offer those programs and to partner with the Sarpy County Extension on those programs too. Douglas and Sarpy County, I should say.
$20 of your SNAP benefits can be made into these tokens, and then you get $20 in vouchers with which you could buy all your vegetables, and then your original $20 in tokens, that's where you can get your meats and breads and things.
Exactly. Yeah. So instead of having only $20 to spend, you would have $40 to spend at the market, but only $20 comes off of your EBT card. So you're getting, you know, an extra $20 to spend.
Quite a nifty gift to the community. That's really neat. It's open now. It will be open through October 11th. It's Saturdays at the Old Market, Sundays at Exarban Village, and information about all of this can be found 24 hours a day at omahafarmersmarket.com. She is the Marketing and Communications Coordinator for the Omaha Farmers Market. Her name is Maggie Winton. Maggie, congratulations, and thanks so much for officially bringing spring to Omaha.
Thanks, Mike.